With today's Good Friday meditation, we hear the 20th and final set of movements from Bach's magnificent St. Matthew Passion. First, our absolutely outstanding evangelist. If you ever get to watch the video of this recording on YouTube, you might notice that although he holds a score, he seldom consults it. The same is true for many singers. They have performed this masterpiece so often and in so many countries that at times their scores are merely props. The evangelist now sings the final verses from Matthew chapter 27, telling how Joseph of Arimathea laid Jesus into his own tomb, which was carved into the rock, and how Mary Magdalene, one of the group's leaders, and the other Marys sat for some time by the grave. Meanwhile, some chief priests and Pharisees successfully sought Pilate's permission to post their own temple guards by the tomb to keep watch over it for 3 days, so that the body could not be stolen and the disciples claimed that there had been a resurrection. The Passion story ends when the stone is rolled before the grave and sealed. Bach's 67th movement is lovingly wonderful. Bach has four soloists. Imagine they're standing by the sealed grave as they comment, and each comment is answered by choir two, which in Bach's day and in our recording is a quartet. The quartet responds, "My Jesus, good night." The librettist is using sleep as a common New Testament metaphor for death, implying that in faith, believers trust that their deaths, like that of Jesus, will be but a good sleep. In Bach's concluding movement, number 68, he uses the typical ABA structure, the A sections often having a luscious ritornello, which is almost a loving lullaby for this time of sleep. The words invite us to imagine that we are seated, facing the tomb in the twilight, weeping with the various Marys who are seated beside us, thankful that the pain and suffering are over, and that the exhausted body can finally rest. In the B section, Bach asks the quartet, or choir two, to respond several times. The first line of the B section, for example, is sung by the main choir, "Rest, you exhausted limbs." And the quartet responds, "Rest gently, rest well." The B section concludes with words indicating that Christ's being buried gives us courage to face the time when our eyes will close in sleep.
Ich will noch frei sein, 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 frei die Hüte, geht hin und verwahret, wie ihr's wisset.